Yeah, we're holding daf tzadik dalam on the base really. The last shayla again was the shayla if you have these shtaris we had that are yaitzim b'yayim echad. If two people have a shtar, a deed that says that they both bought the field off Reuven. In other words, Reuven sold his same field to two different people the same day. So the question is, which one of them has a right to keep it? So that a machlokes Rav says chokin, they divide it up equally, and Shmuel said, no, shudu the daini, that we give it to the one that the Yonim think have a right to get it. So first we wanted to say that machlokes between Rav holds like Remei Yeshitam, that Ozeidi Chasim Mekarsi. So therefore, both shtoros really are very good. So since both shtoros are good, that's why we say chokin. And Shmuel, we wanted to say, holds like Rebbe Lezer Shita, that holds Edim Mesira Karsi. Means the main thing is, when they give over the shtar, the Edim that saw it. So therefore, one was given over before the other. It wasn't given over the same time. So therefore, one is better than the other. We don't know which one. So that's why you have Shmuel says, Shudu Zadaini. Let the Dayanim think whichever one they think is more fit to get, he has a right to keep it. So maybe that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So it comes out, Rav holds them like Reb Meir. So first, that's what we first want to say. So Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Lezer. Then the Gemara said, no, the Gemara says, I'll tell you really, it could be everybody holds like Reb Lezer. And the machlokes is tam in svara is chaluka better or reshuda the daina better, but it could be everybody holds like Reb Lezer. Sister Gemara says no, that can't be. Or me matzus mukmaslo the Rav Reb Lezer. Can you really say that Rav holds like Reb Lezer? The Yom Rav Yudah my Rav. Rav Yudah said over the name of Rav that halacha Reb Lezer begitin. We paskin like Reb Elozer that ate the mesira karsi when you give over a get. The main thing about the get is the edim that see the giving over, the mesira, not the edim chasima. But Rav says we paskin like Reb Lezer begitin. Mashma only by hilchas gitin we paskin like Reb Lezer. But by shash doros, a regular shtam milva, mashma will hold like Rebbe Meir. That's a kasha. How could you say both hold like Reb Lezer? And the Mor says, Kiyam Risa Kaim with the Shmuel, when they said it's over in front of Shmuel, oh my, Shmuel said like this. Af b'shtoros no, we paskin like Reb Lezer even by shashtoros. So mechlal from here's the proof. The Rav Sovar, Rav is the one that holds b'shtoros loy that by regular shtoros a shtar milva we do not hold like Reb Lezer, but rather we hold like Rebbe Meir. So that's the rule of the kasha over here. How could you say both Rav and Shmuel both hold like Reb Lezer? Here it's mashma clearly that by shashtoros like we're talking about, where two people bought the field, Ashtar Mechira, how could you say Rav holds like Reb Lezer? Here it's Mashmano, Rav holds like Rebbe Meir. Rav says only Filchas Gittin to be paskin like Reb Lezer, which is Mashma by Shash Doris, we hold like Reb Meir. Sumura says, Elo, what we have to say is Machvata, we have to come back to the first Teretz we said before. Machvata return, like say the clear Teretz is, that Rav, Rebbe Meir, and Echonami. Rav that says Chokin, when two people come, that they both have a shtar, they both bought the same field from Reuven the same day, since Rav holds like Rebbe Meir, that you say, Edichasim Mekarsim, therefore both shtaros are very good, are equally useful. Therefore we say Chokin, or Shmuel Kareb Lezer, but Shmuel is the one that holds like Kareb Lezer. Shmuel that says, Shuta the Daini, is the pshat is only one shtar is good, the second shtar can't be good. But since you the Edim Mesira Karsi, so the one that was given over first, and the Edim were there, saw it, that's the main thing. So therefore, according to Shmuel, only one is really good. We don't know which one. Therefore, we say, Shudu the Dino, whichever one Bezdin thinks to give, that's the one Bezdin has the right to give it to. Now the Mor Sakasha Mesri, Avakasha. It says, Shnei Shtorois, Hayoitzim B'yoim Echot Chokin. It says clearly, Mor Sakasha and Shmuel, that clearly in the case we have two shtoros, in other words, two people have a deed saying that they bought the same field off Reuven. In other words, Reuven sold his same field to two different people on the same day, and they both have a shtar. What do we do with it? It says clearly, Chokin, Saraya Tarav. So Mor says, Tiyuch to the Shmuel, Chortakash and Shmuel. So Molach Shmuel, Shmuel will answer you, it's not Shmer. I'll tell you true, Hamani Rabbi Mehi, Enechanami. This brisa goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That Reb Meir holds Eidim Chasim Makarsi, that Eidim that signed on the shtar, that's the main thing. So therefore, since the two shtaris were signed on the same day, both shtoris have equal use, and therefore we say chokin. But the Anoa Shmuel himself, the Amri Krebeloza, Shmuel himself that says Shudadaini holds like Krebeloza Shita. That according to Krebeloza, you go boss the Edom Asira. That means the Edom that saw the giving over of the Shtar, that's what makes the Shtar Chal. So since the two different people got the Shtar, obviously one was before the other. So whichever one was really given over first, that's the Shtar that really counts. And the second one doesn't count. It's like sold already. Can't sell it twice. So therefore, since we don't know which one came first, that's Shmuel Svara Shuda Dedaino. Let the Dayanim think into whichever one they think deserves to get it. That's the one he would have given it to. Where it says, Ira Mei, if you want to say this, Brisa, because the Quantra Meya is so Ema Seifa. Let's say the end of the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Ema Seifa. So this thing Mora says, Ira Mei, if you want to say this, Brisa, goes the Quantra Meya, Ema Seifa. Let's see the Seifa, the Brisa. It says, Kosav li echod u'mosar li yachar. You wrote a shtar to one. Rashi says, Kosav li echod means a shtar v'loy mosaloy. But you did not give him over the shtar yet. Ache kosav shtar sheni li achar aleya mosaloy. But we know for sure you wrote a second shtar first, and he gave it over to the second person. That's what we know. So the Sefer says, Zeshe mosaloy kona. The one that received it first, he is kona. Now the question is, the Rebbe Meir, if the Spreiser goes according to Rebbe Meir, am I kona? So what if we know which one was given over first? But we're talking about the second one was also given over the same day. And the date in the shtar is the same date. And Omar Rebbe Meir says, Eide Chasima Karsi, that you go bossa what it says in the shtar itself. So the Eidim in the Eidim that's signed in the shtar. If you look at the shtar now, from looking at the two shtaris, they both have the same date. So they both have the exact same power. So why do we say the one that got the shtar first is kainah? So what if he got his shtar first? Doesn't mean anything. The second one also got his shtar today. And both shtaris said the same day. They shouldn't make a difference. So Gort Saraya, this brisa cannot go like Reb Meir. The Chudas brisa has to go according to Reb Leza. So Gort, you see, not like Shmuel. You see, even if you hold like Reb Leza, still you could say Chokin. Even though we have Edim Esira, when Bezin does not know what to do, still there's a sword to say Chokin. Sedecham, the Gemara says Tanoihi, like Shmuel agrees, but he's saying it's only Nachlokes Tanoim. Like he's not saying according to everybody, he's saying according to one Tana. The Tanya will learn like this. You have to divide it. When you have a Suffolk, you don't know which one of these two has the right to keep it, we say Yachlokes. But the Kanamru here was learned, Masha Yirtsa Hashlish Yasa. Whatever the Shlish wants to do, he could do. So Rashi said, this is a Gemara in Gittin. That means if you tell a person, Herlachmona Laplaini, give somebody $100. For Holacha Dikshav Lemotzel. The case is there, it's Ruven gave a Shliach money to give back to Shimon, he owes Shimon money. And the Shliach went to Shimon, Omotza Shemais, he came out, Shimon was dead. So Meili didn't know what to do with the money, he wanted to go and give it back to Ruven. Is the Yachsul Mishalach. It says the Lachris give it back to Ruven. What about Omesa Mishalach? By the time he came back to Ruven, Ruven also died already. Is Yachsul Yoshim. Then it says, Ad the Chom over there say no Yachleiko. Yoshim Mishaleach, Yoshim Mishnishtal Chaloi. We don't know who has a right to keep this money, so we say divide it up. That's what the Chom say. The Khan Omer, but over there it was said that Mashayirtsa Shlish Yasa, Daino Shlich Yasa, Al Mashud Adifa. The other shittim is no, don't say chokin, but rather this shliach, look at the way you think the Reuven would have wanted. Did real Reuven really want the money to get back to Shimon? And you think even if Shimon dies, still you wanted his yoshim to get it? Or maybe no, Reuven only wanted to give it to Shimon, he liked Shimon. But maybe to his kids he didn't want to give it. To see it's a machlokes, when we don't know what to do with the money, do we say chokin divided equally? That's one svara. Or else the other svar is no. Let's think into which one really deserves it, which one he really wants to give it to. You say shudad. So nechnami Shmuel is going according to these. That's the kanomru. We say shudad.
What's the difference if he wanted to or didn't want to? The
Yoshim
are entitled to it.
Price says no. It's a suffix. It could be he, maybe he didn't owe him the money. He wanted to give him a present. Could be the place he wanted to send him a present. So we have a suffix. Maybe he only wants to send the present to Shimon. And not to his kids. So when he found out that Shimon died, could be the money supposed to go back to Reuven. Or else, no, Reuben wants to send the present to Shimon. Even if Shimon died, he also wants to send it to his kids. So we don't know what he really meant to do. So that's a suffix. Who owns this money now? Mor says, Imei de Rami Bar Choma, the mother of Rami Bar Choma, kas vesinu lenichso leRami Bar Choma, Pitzafra. Kitzah, she had two sons, and first in the morning she wrote all of nechasim, a property, to this son, Rami Bar Choma. Now, Lihuta, by evening, kas vesinu, she wrote another shtar, lemarukvar Bar Choma, to the second son. The son also, marukvar, by the son of Choma. So she wrote to the chosim to two different sons, and we don't know which son now has the right to keep the property. So Maisa was also Rami Bachoma, the first son, Rami Bachoma, lekaim with Rosh Hashanah. He went in front of Rosh Hashanah to ask him, what should I do? Listen, I have a shtar here. My mother gave me all the property, and my other brother also has the same type of a shtar. What should we do here? Is Ukma Benichsa. So Rosh Hashanah says, you keep it. You are first, you keep it. Also Marukva. Then the second son, Marukva, lekaimed Rav Nachman, went in front of Rav Nachman, asked him, what should I do? Is Ukma Benichsa. He let him keep it. He let Rav Nachman keep, he let Marukva, this other son, keep it. So now also Rav Sheshes lekaimed Rav Nachman. So now Rav Sheshes came in front of Rav Nachman. Omele, he said to Rav Nachman, my time over Marochi, how come you did the opposite of what I said? I said the first son deserves it. How come you're giving it to the second son? So Omele, so Rav Nachman said back to him, "Oh, my time, Rav at Marochi, what's your reason, Rav Sheshes? Why did you give it to the first one?" Oh, Malay, so he said, "Tikodim, because I know the mother wrote the shtar to him in the morning. We know that the first son got the property in the morning. So since that shtar was written first, that's why he should be zeichah with the property." On this, Rav Nachman answered back, "So what? Oh, Malay." So Rav Nachman said back to him, "Otu bi Yerushalayim yasvinon, tikasvinon choice? Do you think we're in Yerushalayim now, where they write the hour of the day? We're not in Yerushalayim, but yes, they don't write down in the shtar the hour of the day. They only write down today's date. And since we're going, by says, according to Rav Meir Shita, Eide Chasim Akarsi, so the main thing is you have to look in the shtar and see what we see from the shtar. And since both dates are equal, they're both equal shtars, so the first one doesn't have a right to get it more than the second one. So therefore, you Rav Sheshes, you're wrong." That's what Rav Nachman told Rav Sheshes. Seems so good, but Rav Sheshes is back to Rav Nachman though now. Elamar, but you Rav Nachman, my time Rav Hachi, so good. You said I'm wrong, but Lechura, you're also wrong. What do you give it to the second son for? Lechura, both sons have equal rights to this field. They both have a shtar on the same day that the property was given over to them. So how come you gave it to the second son? What's your reason? Omalei, so Rav Nachman said back, by me it's Poshid. The Lachri should do the Daini. I hold the Lachri should do the Daini. True, both kids have a shtar. They both have equal rights to the field. What do we do in such a case? I pass, can we say should do the Daini? That I have a right to give it to the one I think has a right to get it. So that's why I'm giving it to the second one. I think like the mother really liked the second one better, and she really wanted to give it to him. That's the way I feel, so I have a right to pass in this way. So Rav Sheshes answered back, O Malay, no nami, shudu de daini. And so I tell you, I mean the same thing also. I also am doing now shudu de daini, and I think the mother liked the first son better, and I think the first son deserves to keep it. So if I am still, I'm a stalemate with you. O Malay, so Rav Nachman said back, no. Chodo, one kasha on you is, diyano daino, omar lav daino. I'm a dain, and you're not a dain. So that's a big shiloh. What does Rav Nachman mean to say? He's a dayan, and Rav Sheshes is not. So Rashi says, I'm not dayan, it means, I'll pee Rosh Galusa by Yeshiva. Mashmi was a chosh of a dayan. Some Rishonim learn, it means, you have to be a smucha. You have to have smicha. And Rav Nachman had smicha from Rosh Galusa, and Rav Sheshes didn't have smicha. So that's what we say, shudu the dayani, it has to be a big dayan. The biggest dayan, he has the right to make a shudu the dayani. Not small dayanim. Therefore, Rav Nachman said, I have the right to do it and not you. The Dvor learned another pshat here, that this was the Asra of Rav Nachman. This was Rav Nachman's place here. So merely at a time to Rav Sheshes, since like I'm the Mor of the Asra, I'm the Dayan over here, you had no right to do what you did. In your place, true, you can make Shudu the Dayani. But here, since this is my place, you can't make Shudu the Dayani. Therefore, I have the right to do it and not you. The Yoid, and the second question Rav Nachman asked Rav Sheshes, that me koro lav v'tera sachi yasila. Don't give me no business here. You started off clearly, you told me that wasn't your reason. I asked you what you do it for, and you started off, you told me because this one received the shtar first, so don't change your mind now. And you held, obviously, by says, well, like Reb Leza, that you go basa and aid him misira. So the one that got it first, he is zeicha first. But therefore, Nachman is right though. The loch is like Reb Meir, who's Edom, chasim akasi. Therefore, looking in the shtar, the dates are the same dates. They both have equal rights to it. And therefore, I hold the din is a shudda the daini. And I'm the daini, and I have a right to make shudda the daini, and not you. So was the meister, the second one kept it. Vaitanua Tshrei story. There were two stories. The Yostla came with Rav Yosef. Came in front of the dying Rav Yosef. Chad evikosev bechamisha benisin. Again, ishtar mechira. One guy has a proof to say he bought this field off Reuven. And it was written on the fifth day of Nisan, I bought this field off Reuven. Vechad, the second person has a shtar, evikosev bei benisin stoma. It's written that in Nisan he bought the field, didn't say which day of Nisan. And they're both arguing now who has the right to keep the field. So Ukma Rav Yosef Lehi de Chamisha Benisim and Chosim. Rav Yosef says the one that says the fifth day in Nisan in the shtar, he has the right to keep the field. We say like his field, his shtar for sure, came first. Omer Leidos, the other one sent back, but no Asid, should I lose out? Like what should I lose out? Like mine says Nisan Stam, and maybe Nisan means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So maybe I came first? Omer Leid, so Rav Yosef sent back, no, you should know the klal is as Omer Leid. At Yod Chol Tachtoina, you should know your hand is on the bottom. Why? Because Eimo Bar Chov Dalad Benisanat. Maybe your star was only written on the 29th of Nisan. Your star was written Nisan Stam, didn't say which date. So we have before, whenever you come into Bimoitzi, you want to take something away from somebody else, Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtoina. You only have the least proof that we could say. So we're not sure, maybe Nisan means Chov Tes Benisan. So therefore, the other one that Hishtar says he bought on the fifth day of Nisan, that we know for sure he bought on the fifth day. Your Shtar, we don't know which day of Nisan. So in Asafik, you have no right to get it, because maybe your Shtar was on the 29th day, your second. Therefore, the first one, that one, the fifth day of Nisan, has the right to keep it. Omalei, so this person said, V'nichtav limar tirfa me'ir. Akoponim, bring me a shtar tirfa from Akoponim Rosh Chodesh Iyar. In other words, he bought this field of Reuven with Achrayus. So now that the field like is taken away from him, he wants to be able to get his money back from Reuven. And in the case that Reuven now sells the field he has, he wants a right to take it away from the Mishabodim. So write me a shtar tirfa like a shtar that the field was taken away from me, that I have a right to go back to Reuven and collect at least from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Eduk from then on. Omalei, Rav Yosef said, no, I can't do that for you either. Omalei, Yochli Lameim Lecho, I could also, this way, I could tell you the opposite way. I could tell you, At Bar Chad Benisanat, that maybe your shtar really was written the first day of Nisan. Now, if your shtar was really written the first day of Nisan, you're the one that has the right to keep the field, not the other person. So if you really have the right to keep the field, then you have no right now to go back to Reuven to collect money. So if you want to go back and collect money from Reuven, or Reuven sells his fields now, and you want to collect it from Mishabodim, you lost out? Because we zil hochi kamat chlei, we don't know exactly when you have a right to keep the field. Like we taka don't know when your star was written. True, we can't give you the field, the other person that says, hey, Benisan keeps it, because maybe you were written Chavtes Benisan. But if you want to have a proof now to be able to go back to Reuven to get your money back, and to be able to take away fields that Reuven sold from now on, those lakukas could tell to you, who says you have a right to collect? Maybe really you bought the shtar first, the karka first, and you have a right to keep it, and therefore they took it away from you, shalok yadin, we're not going to pay you back. So Gemara says, if so, maitakante, so what should this poor person do then? He's losing out all over. The Teretz says, what he should do is, nichtavu hashor ladodi. True, Lamaisa Rav Yosef says the person that has the shtar that says, hey, Benisan, he's going to keep the field. Since the other shtar doesn't say what day of Nisan, his Yod al Tachtoina, when Asaf, we don't let him get the field. So the one that says, hey, Benisan, true, gets the field. Now the one that loses out, the Hur wants to collect his money, and maybe even collect the field that Reuven sold to somebody else. Those people will push him off. His Eitzrid, let him get Harshua, means let the person that gets the field now, the one that has Hei Benisim, write him, give him a shtar saying, I give you a right to collect it up for me. In other words, now he comes to Reuven, or Reuven sold this field to a third person, he goes to that person saying, listen, the field you just bought is Meshubah to me. What's going to be? At most, the guy could say, no, it's not Meshubah to you, because you really have a right to keep that field. Maybe it was sold to you in Meshcheresh Nisan. So if so, who has the right then to come and collect? The other one. So he says, you know, I have a Shtar Harshua. Harshua means the other person gave me a right to collect for him. I'm like coming, but there is me and him. So the Manashach, I have a right to get this field away from this third person. This third person that bought the next field off Reuven, the Manashach has to give it back to one of us. Either it comes back to me, if the one, hey, Benisim has a right to keep the field, or if you want to say, maybe, man, Asafik, I have a right to keep the field, then the one that said, hey, Nisim, he's losing out. He has a right to collect the field. So since I have Hashor, means he gave me the right to collect for him, like I'm collecting a Manashach. Either I'm collecting the field in my own name, I deserve it, and even if you want to tell me I don't deserve it, then the other fellow that has Hei Benisim, he deserves it. And I'm his shliach now. He writes, Ashtar Harsho means, I'm giving permission for you to collect this for me. You're like my shliach. So if he has Ashtar Harsho, then he has a right to collect the fields, the Manashach. That's what he has to do. So to Mishnah. Mi shoyu noshu beiz noshim. A person had two wives. Umochor esodeyu. And he sold his field now. That was really Mishuba to the Ksuba. He wasn't supposed to do it. But the man, the husband, sold his fields. The Kosva Rishoina now, so now what's going to be is, let's say the husband dies later, so then they have a right to collect the Ksuba. They're going to take away the field from that person that bought it. But the Kosva Rishoina, the first wife, wrote, the Lakeh, to this person that bought the field, Dinu Dvor Mein Limach. I don't have anything to do with you. In other words, if my husband dies, and then I have a right to collect my Ksuba, I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to take the field away from you. That's what the first one said. So Lakeh is, that Hashniya Maitziya Melekech. So good. Then the husband died. So now the second wife, she didn't give up her rights to the field. She has a right to collect the Ksuba. The Lacher is she could take it from any field the husband sold. So the second wife collects the field from this Lekech for a Ksuba. Now, once the second wife collected it, for Rishonim and Hashniya, now the first wife goes to complain to the second wife. Listen, I only gave up my rights to the Lekech that he could keep the field. But once you collected the field now, I come before you. My Ksuba was written first. I was married first. I have a right to get the field first. So the first wife now takes away from the second one. Oh, now once the first wife has it, now the Lakeach, the one that bought it, comes back to the first wife and says, listen, you have the field. You told me I can keep the field. I get the field back. So in such a case, for Chayzeres Chalila, it's like a circle. So they keep on going around and around and around. We don't know where to end. So the Mishnah says that Chiyasha Psharabinayim. What they have to do is true. All three have a time here, and we don't know which one to really get it. Therefore, they have to make some type of Psharam, some type of an agreement between themselves. Whatever they do, one gives in, or two gives in, or they all divide equally. But they have to make up between themselves a type of Psharam. Each one has a right to say he wants it, and then we take it away from him. So it doesn't stop anybody. In a case where it can't stay by anybody, still floating around, we say they have to make an agreement. V'chein bal choyv, the same case of bal choyv, the same type of a case. V'chein isha bal eschoyv, the same thing isha is a bal eschoyv, where she's collecting luxuba. V'chein isha bal eschoyv, the first thing we'll explain. And it's the same we'll see in Gemara. Same type of cases. Three people involved, one gave up to one, and when the other one takes it, the other one takes it away, and the third one gets it back, and it goes back and back. So we say, you have to make it sure, they have to make an agreement between themselves. So first the Gemara asks, V'chikos v'lei mahevei. Even when the first wife writes to that lokeach, that this loshen of I don't want to have to do with this field anymore, so the Gemara, what does that mean? It means nothing such a loshen like we had before. For Tanya, we learned before, Hoi melechaverus, the two people have shutfis, two people are partner in the field, and one partner tells the second partner, Dinu dvor mainly asadazu, I don't want to have anything anymore to do with this field. Or else, I have no business with it. Or else, I'm taking my hands away from this field. So we had before the loch is lo yomaklum. That's not a good loshin. Unless you give a matono, or you make a maisa kinyan a machira, that's the way you give something away, or else be masquerade. But just to say, I don't want to have to do with it anymore, that's not a loshin of giving it away. once you own something, you can't stand say you don't own it. You have to make kinyonim. So this lishoinus means nothing. Therefore, so the Mishnah, when the first wife writes the this lokeach, I'm not going to have to do with this field, the churut should mean nothing. And later, when the husband dies, she should be able to go and collect the ksuba. And the Gemara, we're talking about here that she made a kinyon on what she said. And like we had the Gemara before, when she makes a kinyon, then it helps. Then we say, we passed before, the kinyon means on the goof, on the karka, that she really means to be makhmala, to give it to a present to that person. So that's why that person has the right to keep it, but then the second wife collects it, then the first wife gets it back, then Lekech gets it back. Now the Gemara Sakasha, Bechikonim, Yod, even if she made a Maisa Kinyon here, my heavy, so what? There's a locha, tema, we should say, Nachas Ruach Osisila Baili, that she didn't really mean to give it up. She swore to say if a husband sells property, and then the wife agrees with it, she's only doing it to make the husband feel good. But really she has a right to say she never meant to give it away. So therefore here also, Lechura, later when the husband dies, she should be allowed to say, I never really meant to give it to you. I only said it just to give Nachas Ruach to my husband. Milay Tanan, didn't we learn the Gemara in Gittin that says, Lo kach manish, let's say somebody buys a field off the husband. And it's talking about special fields that were mishubat for the ksuba. That really the husband does not have a right to sell it unless the wife gives him permission. So a person bought it off the husband. So we have to see now if the wife agrees or not. Then the person went to buy it from the wife to ask her permission. And she sold it. So one man yama says, Mekhoi bottle. It means nothing, you're not allowed to keep it. Why? Because we're talking about these fields that the husband said it's meshubit for the wife, he has no right to sell it. I, the wife herself, sold it. The Terence says, Alma, we say, Yechoyli Shatiyama, she has a right to say, Nachas Ruach Hasisila Baili. That I agreed to let this person buy the field, I only did it to make my husband feel good. Like, he sold it, so I said, all right. But I really didn't mean it. You see, a wife has a right to say, I didn't mean to sell it. So, we now Mishnah also. Even though she gave up her rights to collect it back, why can't she argue back later and say, I never really meant it. I only meant to make my husband feel good. There's no kasha. I tell you, you wrote a shtar to first person and she didn't sign on it. She didn't agree. So her husband sold the field to somebody and she didn't sign on the shtar. She wasn't masking. Then the husband sold the field to a second person, and then she did sign. So the ocher is ibduk subasa. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says since Lamaisa she signed, she lost that field. That field was given away, and she can't collect the fruksubra anymore. So who according to Rabbi Meir, you see, we do not say nachasura chasisa lamaili. No, since she agreed to sign on the second one, it's a good mechira. Rabbi Yehuda says no, nothing doing. Even though she signed to the second person, still yechayli shetiyama. She's allowed to say back and argue. You should know nachas ruach hasis labayli. All that I did was just not to make my husband angry, just to make him feel good. Yatem malachem alai. Like what are you doing to me? I didn't mean to give it away. So you see, it's a machlokes Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. So fetik marakasha now. If so, so Rebbe, how come Rebbe that made the Mishnah sin stam lan hachak Remei? Here in our Mishnah telling me holds like Rebbe Meir. That what? That you say the mekach is good. We don't say nachas ruach asis labayli. And now Mishnah we say when she gives it away, it's really given away. She has no right to get it back. So now Mishnah, you want to say Rebbe was sussing like Rebbe Meir, that when Elisha sells the field, it's a good sale. She means to give it away. She can't get it back. And v'stam lon hosam kreb Yehuda. And there the Gemara and Baba Kama, that's the Mishnah getting there. That's the stam Mishnah goes like Rebbe Yehuda. It's chur tekash and Rebbe. Why was Rebbe here sussing like Rebbe Meir and they like Rebbe Yehuda? And the Gemara and Rav Papa tell you like this. There's no kasha in our Mishnah. The Grusha v'divri akol. I tell you, our Mishnah, who said the husband died, it could be we're talking about the husband gave her a get at the end. If the husband gave her a get at the end, then for sure we don't say nachas ruach hasis labayli. Since you see you weren't getting along so well, he gave you a get, then for sure if she sold it, she really meant to sell it. We don't say the svara nachas ruach, I meant to do something good for my husband. Rav Ashi says like this, I'll tell you no. Rav Ashi yama kula Rabbi Meir. I'll tell you both Mishnah and sin go according to Rabbi Meir. So what's the kasha? V'yat, so it's a question, they both go like Rav Meir to say what? That you don't say Nachas Ruach Asisa Labayli. Says, so why over there by Lokach do we say she does say Nachas Ruach? I'll tell you like this. V'yat kan lo kam Rav Meir hosimel lo v'shnei lakuchais. When does Rav Meir say we don't say Nachas Ruach Asisa Labayli? When there are two lakuchas. The Amrlo, we say like this to her. E'isa the Nachas Ruach Avarato. If it's true that you want to make your husband only feel good, lekami boilechol lemevat. There, when Rav Meir says this case is talking about where the husband sold it to one person and she didn't sign, she didn't agree. But then, when he sold it to a second person, then she agreed. So here we see this lady is not doing stam whatever the husband tells her to do. She's not stam doing nachas ruach lebayli. Because if so, she should have agreed even to the first person. So therefore, it's a riot that when she sold it to the second one, she really meant to sell it. That's Pshan Rav Meir. But in a chnam, in a case where there's only one person, then avada we say nachas ruach asis labayli. Avul abakeach echad. But in a case where the husband sold it to one person and she also agrees, after the